A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony, good morning to you and thank you for joining us for this week's
and
A Problem
a very
Shared.
Good morning to you, Tressa.
Now, we'll get straight into this. A listener gets in touch. I'm a woman in my 60s with a husband and a grown-up family. I'm only fairly functioning, she says. I'm stuck in a rut. I'd say I need professional help. I haven't told a soul. I feel I can't. Not even to my nearest and dearest how I'm feeling. I've always kept a brave face no matter what. It's my default position. Stay strong, paste on a happy smile. Is there any need to tell my husband and children if I go to therapy? I'm worried they'll be walking on eggshells and would see me differently.
That's a very sad situation, and that's a very old attitude in Ireland, because when I was a child, there was what we called the madhouse in Cork. And anybody that had any mental problem was, you know, a bit weird. That has changed. I think now people see that mental problems affect, I'd say, 90% of people at some stage in their lives. And I think it's now recognised that emotional and mental stress is a very, very common thing. There's midlife stress, there's stress from work, there's all sorts of stresses that can build up in a person. And if they build up to a certain point, they start to impinge on everyday life. And this is what this one sounds like. It's a typical age, midlife crisis, you know, things changing around you, everything is changing because of your age, and coping with all and everything can sometimes put a degree of stress on a person. So what I would say is, yes, go seek help, and yes, go talk it out with your husband, because it's a common, very common problem. And most people of an older group tend to hide, you know, that instead of saying, I'm stressed, I need some help, you know, they hide the thing. And that will only, or generally, lead to the problem getting worse over time. So, yeah, do talk it out.
And we might stay with this, Tony, because I think, and we'd like to get listeners' suggestions on this, if you can stay with us a little bit longer. We're just going to an ad break. This story about this woman in her 60s, she's depressed, she's stuck in a rut, she's considering therapy, and does she want to, does she need to tell her husband and children if she does that? We'll tease this out and more of your queries for Tony. Keep them coming into us. Text or WhatsApp us 083 300 3300.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Now, Tony, that query from a lady that we were discussing just before the break, she's talking about her default position is always keeping a brave face no matter how low she might be feeling, and that she's considering therapy, and is there any need to tell her husband and children if she does this? And you would be of the view, Tony, just talk it out with your husband. There shouldn't be any shame these days. I'm just wondering as well, Tony, this is just an alternative thought, but say if this person feels genuinely uncomfortable about, you know, talking about plans about going to therapy, if she goes to therapy first and then tells her husband and grown-up children later on, would that be an option as well? Because sometimes I think if there's something deep-seated within you and you feel so strongly about it, it's kind of, you sometimes appreciate talking to somebody who's detached and is not involved in your life.
Well, basically, therapy is a very natural process, or it should be if it isn't. A good therapist will talk to you as if you were met in a cafe and you were having a cup of tea. It should be that relaxed. Now, there are various therapies that activate parts of the mind and so on and so forth, but general sort of counselling should be as relaxed as having a cup of tea with a neighbour. And if it isn't, I'd be asking questions. Now, I was doing therapy of that nature for 20-odd years in my life, and very few people ever felt anything but natural in the situation. The other thing about not telling the husband, that's putting more pressure on yourself. If you do go for therapy and you're hiding the fact and you're hiding it from the husband, that puts an unwanted and unnecessary pressure upon yourself. Now, if he's a complete, you know, back in the age of the dinosaurs with regard to therapy, he might need a little bit of softening up over a period of time so that his attitude isn't, you know, knee-jerk. And I would definitely begin to talk it out and just sort of get some sort of feel. If you use words like stress, you're under stress, you feel stressed. Stress is a very, you know, good word instead of, you know, I feel, you know, depressed. Everybody, oh, that's suffering from depression. But I'm stressed is a good sort of way to use, a good language to use with people who don't understand the normal pressures that come on everybody at certain times in their lives. And if you talk it out, you know, try and feel your way. But if he is a complete dinosaur with regard to, you know, the attitude towards stress and mental problems, then you might be want to be a little bit more careful. But other than that, I think it's very important. You're going through a problem. If you're going to hide it from the whole world, as it were, and try and get it treated, it's going to take longer, it's going to be more difficult, it's going to put pressure on you. So if everybody knows, everybody in your family at least, and maybe in your closer social circle, knows that you're going through a bit of a stress period in your life, that you need help and that you're getting help, that's the way it should be. Now, as I said, historically, that the whole structure and attitude towards mental problems in Ireland is goes back to the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
You know, and on, if you're dealing with that, then you have to be a bit more careful. Yeah.
Tony, very thoughtful, and we wish that lady the very best and thank her for getting in touch with us. And thank you for that very considered response. Now, someone's just got in touch with us as well. Hi, could you please ask Tony, how do I get over my late wife's emotional cheating? We were married for almost 40 years and she was cheating for over a decade with an older co-worker. This man was a widower. And this person says he can't get it out of his head. He's grieving over his wife, over his late wife, but he's also kind of struggling with the fact that, as he thought, she was emotionally cheating with another man.
Yeah, that's
very tough.
It's very difficult when somebody has passed on, you know, to put things right. But one of the techniques that helps, I won't say it cures or anything like that, but it certainly helps a lot, is to write about it. And write in a structured way. You know, each day, say 6 or 7 days, take a notebook and write a page. Write from the heart. Whatever comes into your mind, write it down. And don't read it back immediately. At the end of a week, then read the 6 entries that you've made and make notes and continue doing that for about a month. Now, what that will do is it'll begin to focus exactly what you're feeling, because sometimes when we're going through a stressful situation like that, it's very difficult to actually nail down the exact effect that it's having upon us. And by doing that sort of writing, they call it journaling, but it's not just journaling. It's writing your thoughts down for yourself in your own language, in just very loosely making these notes. But by going back over them, you'll begin to see that there is a structure. It begins to point you towards, you know, what is actually going on in your head. And you may be, and you're entitled to be, darn mad at your wife for the way, you know, if she behaved that way. You might, of course, be not reading it properly. And so you should consider that as well. But by writing it down, it'll help you to deal with, you know, to bring it into some sort of focus so that it's not just jumbling around every night you go to bed, and it's in your head, and you're dreaming it, and it'll focus it in a way that you can get a better grip on what's going on. Now, you might come to the point where something is going on that you don't quite understand and that you're not dealing with. In that case, I would say it might be a good idea then to contact somebody who is doing therapy and talk it out with them, because they will probably be able to help you to begin to put it into a structure that you can deal with.
And my heart goes out to this person, because you can love, and you're grieving for the person you loved, your wife who has died, but you can also feel conflicted about that person as well. Loss can bring up many seemingly contradictory emotions.
Yes, and that can be very, very confusing. That's why you might, you could begin by trying the writing thing, and then at some stage you might get kind of stuck. That's when you need someone who is trained in being able to help you to see your way through, as it were. It's like walking into a forest in a foreign country and getting lost. They can help you find your way through the thought process.
Tony, thank you for that those sensitive suggestions. And to that man who has lost his wife, we're deeply sorry for your loss. And do take care of yourself and be kind to yourself at a difficult time.